Merci beaucoup.
Thank you very much. To pick up on what Her Excellency has just said, I think that in terms of the implementation of a public policy for gender parity and gender equality, you need to make a distinction between appointed posts and elected posts. When it comes to appointed posts, we have a legal framework that is in place, which really has come a long way to boosting women's decision-making roles. We've also taken steps on the electoral level, as has just been said. For example, parties that put forward 50% female candidates don't have to pay the electoral registration fees, which is a way of ensuring that more women come forward to stand as candidates and are as elected and serve in elected roles, occupy elected seats, etc. In terms of appointed roles, here again, I circle back to the point made by Her Excellency. Major steps have been taken to ensure that women are fully represented. 33% of government post ministries are held by women. We have a female prime minister. We have several women serving in key roles in the judiciary, for example. The National Judicial Council of the state is headed, for example, by a woman, has been since 2022. The Constitutional Court, which previously only had one female judge serving on its bench, has just had a second female judge appointed to the bench of the Constitutional Court. So we have taken steps both at the electoral and appointed level in order to push for the stated goal of parity. That said, we do need to make the point that elected posts are decided not just on the basis of the number of female candidates who come forward, but it's also dependent upon the attitude of voters. It's one thing to ensure that there are female candidates. It's another thing to ensure that these women are voted either as MPs or senators. So we need to pursue further efforts in order to ensure that more women are actually voted for, are actually elected. And so that women who are carving out a greater role for themselves in the world of politics can reverse the trend where we can achieve gender parity, or we will see a larger number of female MPs than male MPs. But this is a little bit out of the hands of the national authorities. We have more control, and we have a greater margin of control over appointing women to appointed posts as compared to ensuring gender parity when it comes to elected posts, where you need to take steps to ensure that not only do we encourage women to stand as candidates, as I think we're doing, but also we change social mindsets so that women are actually selected or elected by voters. As part of our reform, as has been said by the minister, we recently changed the administrative rules surrounding parastatal companies to ensure that there needs to be parity between director generals and deputy director generals, a gender parity. So in either event, there will be a woman who's part of the leadership of our parastatal companies, either serving as director general or deputy director general, and vice versa. And so we have set up a framework and environment which I think has gone a long way to encouraging women to come forward, encouraging women to be appointed, and I think we've gone further than we have done in the past to meet the goals.